So you're not watching basketball this weekend. How about tennis? The French Open is on TV. Watching from his home in Florida will be 64-year-old retiree Stan Brettner. He's become a tennis fanatic, although he only took the game up a few years ago. He goes to as many tournaments as he can. He's been to all of the four Grand Slam events, and now he's become a 64-year-old ball boy. Stan and I spoke a couple of days ago. Stan, how hard was it for you to become a ball boy?
Well, it took a lot more work and effort and time than I ever would have expected, to tell you the truth. I thought, you know, playing tennis and going to some tennis tournaments, it's not a rocket science to necessarily roll and catch a ball, but the people I approached at the NASDAQ 100 in Miami gave me a go-ahead to give it a try, go out for tryouts. So I had to go, to answer your question, about 5 weekends for 30 hours for training with about 600 kids.
Well, how did you do keeping up? Because don't you have to run and get a ball? I mean, you have to learn the rules.
Yeah, we have to do a lot of things, from running onto a court in a team of six people and how you peel off the particular positions, how you step into the position, where you stand in the position, when you move, when you don't move, and then it's not just throwing and rolling. You have to roll a ball, and you have to roll it quickly and in succession with about two or three balls with a pretty good pace and keep it within maybe about a four-foot width.
Stan, don't you think that many people your age, if they thought about trying to be a ball boy in tennis, they wouldn't do it because they would be afraid of looking foolish in the eyes of their peers and contemporaries?
Well, you're 100% right. That was a very, very big factor, and there were some people who I know and thought it was an embarrassing, belittling kind of a thing, and, you know, couldn't you afford a seat or something like that, you know? But, you know, I said to myself, we play every day, and seniors and super seniors are part of tennis, even though that's an area for so-called kids, ball kids. And I said it would be nice to represent the seniors on the court, up close and personal, participating, and it might show well for people of my age. Not that I'm ancient, but I'm, you know, a little up there.
What is a super senior?
Super seniors are typically 60 and over.
So now, Stan, your goal is to be a ball boy in each one of the four major Grand Slam tennis events. That would include the French Open, which is
this
weekend.
That's right, and yeah. I wasn't quite into it enough this year to try to make this the French Open and Wimbledon, even though I'm talking to people at Wimbledon. But I hope and expect to do the U.S. Open and the next year catch the French and Wimbledon, even though I think there are hurdles to overcome and some a lot of history and tradition there to overcome and political type thing, but I'm working on that, and I think I'm going to try very hard to do that. That's my goal.
Good luck, Stan.
Hey, thank you very much, and good luck to you.